Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to jump here into the email box in moments, but I just wanted to continue the very tail end of the conversation we were having at the end of the last hour, where Nick, you were talking about belief systems that you were talking about if all religious belief systems are equal, as far as in that nobody really knows what the real story is, right? I mean, certainly you know, the atheists have their viewpoint, and that is, you know, belief in that there is nothing out there, and then various different religious people have various different beliefs, not necessarily being above the other.
Atheists can believe in something, just not a god.
Well, they can believe in themselves. When I was an atheist, I believed in myself.
I mean, I suppose you could believe in an afterlife as an atheist if you're going to try to rationalize it based on that's just the way the universe is. No one planned it that way.
You move to another dimension.
Another dimension or
I suppose
something.
You could. I never thought of doing something like that as an atheist.
You could,
I can tell you that.
But not likely.
But looking at religions as far as, okay, well, nobody really knows what the real story is. No one can claim to know for sure. You had brought up the point about hell. Well, what if there is this hell that people are going to? You had kind of threw that out there.
It doesn't have to be hell, but just it could be not very nice.
Hell-like place.
Yeah.
The next place that you would go into would be worse than the one we're currently
in. It could be like a nightmare instead of a nice dream.
And certainly it's as valid as any other viewpoint. However, it's a destructive viewpoint for people to hold. And it's one that is it's a viewpoint that has allowed man to control man for a long time, essentially, where, you know, the elders and mom and dad say, you better do this, this, and this, or else you're going to go to the bad place.
I wasn't even talking about a conditional hell, where if you do the certain things.
Oh, just
list,
no matter what.
Just like, yeah, maybe like a lot of people have this idea that everybody in the afterlife, you get another shot or it's nice.
Yeah.
What if it's just dark, dreary, like not necessarily intense, but just a hell?
Yeah. I think there's a Malthusists out there that may believe something.
Malthusists. That's interesting. I never heard that one.
Yeah, yeah, we did a show on it.
Oh, really?
that believe something like that. But and it's been believed by different cultures. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just adding.
It's a downer.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, I guess it could motivate you to enjoy life more.
I suppose.
I mean, for all we know, that's where we're going. So I think people should at least consider the possibility that either there is no life after death, or it's not going to be very nice.
If you're going,
it's just as likely as
if you're going, like you're on a train that's going to Albuquerque, and there's no getting off of the train to going to Albuquerque. You might as well assume Albuquerque is a nice place because when you get there, it's however it is. So I don't see any benefit in except unless you can be one of these, you know, a scientist that believes in transhumanism that maybe we can live forever. Therefore, you could somehow stop the train. But otherwise, you're going to Albuquerque, man, and Albuquerque is the way Albuquerque is.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was. I mean, yeah, it is. I can see why people choose a positive belief system. I'm just saying, you know. It's not necessarily rational to just go, well, if there's something after we die, it must be nice. That doesn't mean.
Yeah, I don't know if there's much rational about a religious belief system. I mean, it's just something that helps people.
The story.
Yeah, it just helps people live life. And I think that in many cases, it hurts people. I think a lot of religious belief systems are very harmful to an individual and how they live their lives because, and as you well know, a lot of religions are very restrictive as far as what you can do in order to avoid going to the fire and brimstone place. And of course, that means that a lot of people they're conflicted. You know, they feel as though they should be doing something, but you know, having sex before marriage or something like that. And the religious viewpoint says, no, 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 Jesus doesn't like that. And so they end up being a feeling of conflict through their life because, well, on one hand, they've been told this story, and then on the other hand, they know what they feel like they should be doing. And that's
even worse,
be a tough place
it's
to
like
be.
Telling young men that you know, if you lust in your heart, it's the same as fornicating, and you're going to go to hell. And then so you tell them, you know, masturbation is bad.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God, what torment that must... I know it gave me torment as a young man, and I don't understand why people do that. And, you know, it's just a belief system. I mean, why do they hide money underneath pillows for their kids when they lose teeth? I don't know. I mean, people just do what they do.
So most, I think that most of the kind of standard earth religions are very destructive in those ways. And that's one of the reasons why I like the pantheistic view, because there isn't any sort of judgmental system. And yes, it does have a positive view on what's coming next, Nick, instead of this negativeness for everybody. And certainly you're right. That's as valid a viewpoint. It's just that why subscribe to that one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We continue with your phone calls. Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Jerk. Hello. Good evening.
Hey, Frank. I wasn't
this
talking about you.
This is my favorite area of discourse, the having a Ph.D. in comparative religions.
Oh, okay.
I view all religions as Max Weber did, the regimes of social control created by man for the benefit of men and women to impose a regime of control. And what's interesting about all religions...
Do you mean organized religion? Because
organized religions.
Okay.
And it goes all the way back to ancient mystery Babylon, long before the existence of the Israelites of the Old Testament. And it also incorporates the Egyptian religions and the notion that in order to maintain power, God could only deal with someone in a distinct bloodline, the king, and the king had to mediate between the people and God. And as the civilization became more and more complex, you had the rise of the priesthood that had to mediate between the people, God, and the king. And you have this invisible pyramid of social control with the all-seeing eye at the top being either God or the priesthood that was to keep the masses in line when they're in their home, when no one is around, you know. And what it does, it ruins the capability for our freedom and our freedom to be emancipated individuals that can pick and choose what they choose to believe.
Absolutely.
Having this discussion 600 years ago in Europe, I would have been burnt at the stake as a heretic.
Mm.
And in a sense, we have to realize that we have to be free to choose what we choose to believe. And I firmly believe this, regarding the afterlife, that in this universe, with the laws of physics that exist within this universe, we come from nothing, we exist, and we go back to nothing. And I think that's really it. It's the bell curve. We start off at zero, we have our peak, and then we go into decline, and then we end at zero again. And maybe our afterlife is just having the components of this body turn into the components of the worms and the soil and the bacterium that will, you know, involve themselves with another life form.
It's
and I think that in itself is our eternity. Our eternity is this existential moment now. And whether hell is a fiery furnace that goes back to the ancient Egyptians, or if hell is, as Jean Paul Sartre defined in his play, No Exit, hell is other people, then we've got it. This is our heaven, this is our hell.
That I subscribe to completely.
I think that's
to go back to what I was saying before, Frank, about the idea of the religious person being controlled by his religious dogma and you know, being told that you need to do this, but feeling like you want to do this and having those two feelings kind of clash with one another, that seems to be hell on earth to me, where you don't feel the freedom to follow your own desires. That sounds like hell to me.
And what I wanted to say, too, the reason why I called tonight, I called last week and mentioned that I foresaw the market collapsing anywhere from 2 to 10% by the 9th and the 10th due to the fact that no one is buying our T-bills.
That's right.
Our Federal Reserve is buying the T-bill. We lost about 3.4% today on the Dow.
And more on the S&P.
Pretty bad.
It was more on the S&P. I think it was near 5%, if I remember right.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. And ultimately, for me, this is hell. Having this profound insight, understanding the market's not having any capital to profit by it. Listen, good night.
Thank you, Frank. Always good hearing from you, sir. Interesting. His prediction sort of came true.
That this definition of a mainline accent is what that is. I'm like Thurston Howell the Thorne. I mean, it's just like it. I don't know.
He's lovely. Thank you, Frank. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up here, Mark, you got an email from one of our younger listeners, and he's asking questions. The eternal question seems to be for high school-age listeners about college. We'll get to that coming up here in moments, and we'll take your calls as well about whatever you want at 800-259-9231, whether it's the mundane or whatever it is you want to discuss. Anything goes, all the way up to, you know, the nature of the universe. We'll cover it all here on Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. And they include the shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents, not just incorporation, patents, wills, trademarks, living trusts. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. I've used it to make a will myself, and I really encourage you to do it. If you don't have a will and a living will set up, then your loved ones are going to have to take care of that stuff after you aren't able to, and that's bad news.
All right.
LegalZoom.com.
So we continue here, going into the email box. Mark, who do we have an email here from?
This is from Francisco. He's asked, I listen to you, Mark, day in and day out and agree with your views about 50% of the time. I'm a high school senior and I'm not sure what I should do about college. If anything, I'd like to attend Hillsdale College for computer sciences, but I'm not sure if leaving my life and my current job at a computer shop will help me. College has always pushed on us at school, and I'm not sure if I should just work on computers and study for tech certifications on my own. I really need some direction, and I hope you can give me your opinion on what I should do, or the opinion of Free Talk Live listeners. He's just basically asking the same story that, so many people have going into college. Do I want to take on this tremendous debt that college is going
to
bring?
And I think the first thing we need to do is throw out the question to our audience, many of whom are in the technical field. I'm sure a number of them who have gone through college for this, and a number of them probably haven't. So it would be interesting to hear from those of you who are in the IT or technical or computing field to hear what your experience has been like. 800-259-9231. It would seem to me to be wasteful, unless the job that you specifically are looking for is going to require some sort of college diploma. It seems to me that the technical field, the computer tech field, is so rapidly changing that while you're sitting there studying things in college, the entire field is changing as you're already learning whatever it is the textbooks are trying to teach you at that point. I think you'd be far better off getting certified in the areas in which you have the greatest interest. I don't know what it is the computing world is so big.
Vast.
I don't know what it is that he wants to do. I don't know if he wants to work as a tech and troubleshoot hardware. I don't know if he wants to do programming. I mean, even within those two, even within the programming world, there are so many different subsets of knowledge that that you can attain for yourself. Do you want to get certified in web design? Do you want to get certified in PHP, JavaScript? I mean, all kinds of back-end coding stuff. Linux, Windows. There's so much that you can learn and specialize in. So I guess you really need to think about, well, what area of computing is most interesting to you, and then look into what opportunities are available in that realm, or how you could provide a service or product to the marketplace on your own and make a profit from that, and look at figure all of that out, and then determine whether or not you actually think going and sitting in a classroom for 4 years and having to pay for it, as he rightfully pointed out, is actually going to help you accomplish your goals.
I'm probably more friendly to college than you or Mark are, because just based on the conversations I've heard you have about it, I think there are a lot of fields where it is useful. The impression I get, and it does depend on what you want to do, but the impression I get from talking to tech guys is that that's not a field where college is necessarily the best investment. I mean, if there are particular programs or whatever specialty area of interest you have where you want to be certified, I could see doing a certificate program, but I don't think that seems like a field to me where doing a four-year program is of any real use. It seems like a waste of time and money.
Yes. If I'm going to be hiring someone to do a computing job for me, I want to know what they've got as far as experience is concerned. The certifications are certainly nice. They'll show you that these people probably know what it is they're talking about. I don't think I would, personally, I would not be impressed by a diploma. That doesn't really say much to me at all. That just says that, well, you know how to get through a college. What do you know about computers?
Right. I think that I think computers are one of those areas that there's probably a certain little specialties in the computing field where a college degree is going to be useful. I'm not sure what those are. I don't know enough about them, but I would say that the vast, vast, vast majority of careers inside computers could probably, or computer science degrees could have been mimicked even more quickly in the marketplace by getting a job and doing the stuff that it is that you wanted, you know, that you're looking to do, or the job beneath what it is that you're looking to do, and working your way up, getting the certifications and that kind of thing. I think that
I think you're right,
and you're not going to walk out with this tremendous amount of debt. Just so many people do from college.
Yeah,
I think that there's certainly college is good for the doctors and the lawyers and the engineers out there, although. I'm not sure that the university necessarily is the best for those. I've known engineers that have gone through ITT and, been paid really good and worked in really big companies, and all they did was correspondence.
Well, that's another one of the other things you want to focus on and figure out in advance is, well, what kind of a career do you want? I mean, are you looking to get a job and work for somebody? Do you want to go work for Bill Gates or Steve Jobs at Apple or Microsoft or Apple? And kind of work up through the ranks in the corporate world, or would you prefer to be a self-starter, an entrepreneur, offering, your web design or technical support services or whatever services you're going to be offering to the marketplace at large and shopping yourself around and being more of an entrepreneur? So, I mean, if you're planning on doing more of an entrepreneurial thing, opening up your own shop or doing a consulting service or whatever it is that you're planning on doing, then I would say you need even less to have college. Now, I did have some friends from high school that went through a four-year university, and they did end up getting jobs at Microsoft. One of them is making six figures a year at working for Microsoft as a product manager. So there is something to be said for college probably being useful in some areas of the computing world. What those areas are, I am not sure, and how useful, I'm not sure about that either. I would say that I would prefer to go into my adult life.
I think
life.
The drive is more important than the degree. I think
that's a factor.
I think it's a huge factor. Being motivated is, motivated to learn is far more important than having the degree. That's what my opinion is.
I don't have my friend on the phone lines to ask him, well, what was it about your degree that helped you get this job at Microsoft? But I believe there was some sort of connection with the college that allowed him to kind of get an in
advice. A piece of advice that came from Jason Osborne, the major sponsor of the show from Sickle CAI, that I think is that really resonates with me is that he said, college is a great idea if somebody else is going to pay for it. Go. And if you're going to pay for it, Do something else. If it's your dream to be a doctor, I wouldn't recommend that you do something else. I would recommend that you follow
your dreams.
Dream.
Absolutely.
Because if you do something you love, you never work a day in your life. So that part. But if that's what you're going to want to do, work hard in school. That way somebody else is paying it, whether it's a grant or whether
that's
it's
a fair point. If someone's going to pay for you, then you might as well, unless you'd prefer to spend your time doing something else. So 800-259-9231. I know that if I were in those shoes, I would want the money in my pocket, not the school. More come up. Free Talk Live.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all available for you free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's AdamEve.com. As we go to your phone calls here, we had an email come in a few moments ago from Francisco, who was asking sort of the age-old question about, well, should I go to college? And obviously, you should do what you feel is right. A lot of people have had differing experiences when it comes to college. College has been an amazing success for some, and for others, it has been an absolute waste of time and money. For me, it was a waste of time and money. I met some interesting people while I was there, but I would have met interesting people elsewhere if I'd gone and done something else with my time. So for me, I wish I could take it back, personally. But a lot of people would look back on their college experience and say it was well worthwhile. And Mark, as you pointed out, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI suggested, I think, was a pretty common sense good idea, and that is that, well, if you're looking at college and someone else is going to pay for it, like mom and dad, then if you've got nothing better to do, you might as well go for it. But if you're going to be the one paying for it, then take a real critical look at whether or not this is going to be worthwhile for you. Odds are it won't. Let's go to your thoughts, though, specifically the IT trade, the technology sector, computers, that world. Francisco was looking for input from people as far as, or I was looking for input for Francisco from people in that particular realm. What was your experience? As we go to your phone calls, we'll talk to Bile in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Hello, Bile.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I've got a Bachelor's of Science from New Jersey Institute of Technology, four-year engineering school in computer science.
Okay.
And I'd say it really depends on what this kid wants to do. The more technical you get or the more towards the engineering side of things, the more likely you're going to need a degree, at least a bachelor's, if not a master's.
What would the engineering side of it entail? I mean, are you talking about building Chrome supercomputers, which of course is probably a slow old thing now at this point, but what are you talking about there exactly?
So I'd say generally the whole IT sector ranges from, you know, the guy that puts together the computer at your local Radio Shack all the way to the guy who actually, you know, is electrical engineer who is putting together the transistors to put together a CPU.
Mm-hmm.
So the closer you get to the electrical engineering side, which is what I sort of my main focus was in college, you're going to need college. If you're going to have your own business, do web hosting or things that are sort of less engineering, more service based, then you're going to need less science, you're going to need less math, you're going to need less physics, less electrical engineering, less computer engineering, and you can, just about anyone can pick those things up. And those things, I would say, you know, unless you want to go to school for the experience, it's probably not worth it, or like Jason Osborne said, if you can get someone else to pay for it.
I was going to say, for the experience, you can find people to drink with you if you don't go to school.
Right. I mean, there's probably no experience quite like it, but I don't know that it's worth the investment.
I agree. I mean, I was lucky enough to get probably 3/4 of my college career paid through grants primarily, and the rest of it I was able to work for, you know, different companies in the summer and pay off the rest.
So you don't have a debt currently?
No, I've never had school debt.
How old are you?
Excellent.
How old are you?
28.
Yeah. See, that's a lot of people sitting at 28 right now still paying off that school debt. And it's not a place you want to be.
My mentor in the radio business was in debt until his mid-30s. And my girlfriend, her dad, he's like a permanent academic. He's in debt in his 50s. School debts. It's crazy. Who wants to live like that?
And I have friends who, you know, went to the same college, and I don't know that they're still in debt. They may be, but you know, some of those people got double majors in like physics and computer science or math and physics, and so this was an engineering school. So it's more along the lines with the things that you guys even agree or require a degree. Computer science was sort of the lowest of the rung at that school.
Hey, Bile, here's a question for you. How about, I mean, when you're talking to somebody who's a recruiter for a college and they're pitching all of the reasons why you're supposed to go to college, one of the ones you hear a lot is, well, you make lifelong friendships. These are this is a networking opportunity. You're going to know these people for the rest of your life and blah, blah, blah. Looking back on your experience in college and where you are today, you mentioned some of your old college buddies, but you said you didn't really know where, you know, what their status was. How true is that statement? I mean, how helpful was the networking aspect of college in your current life?
For me, it was absolutely essential, actually. I mean, what I was saying is I don't know where they're at in their debt, but my friends I see all the time, and they're from college. I don't know anyone, or I don't really associate with anyone but my college friends. But besides that, my very first job out of school actually is one of my best friend's father. He tried to recruit me when I was a sophomore out of school, and this was during the dot-com bubble. So there was a lot of people being pulled from colleges, but I was smart enough to say no, because I would have been half a degree and sort of stuck probably without a job shortly thereafter. But that got me into Wall Street, and that's where I'm still at. I work on Wall Street as a computer programmer, and if it wasn't for the connections I made, and of course I went to school near New York City, and that helped too. But if it wasn't for those connections, that I don't know where I'd be at this moment.
Yeah, I've heard people say that as far as the networking goes, is don't go to University of Florida if you plan on moving out to California. So I mean, geographically, you would want, if you wanted to do something like that, you would want to stay somewhere near the university, and that makes some sense. However, life tends to throw curveballs, and I. You know, if I were to have gone to school, I would have done it in Florida, and I live in New Hampshire now, and that would be largely a waste of my time, you know, in that respect.
Yeah, well, it really depends. The computer science field, because it's the computer and you've got the internet, you've got a lot of flexibility in terms of your networks, and people do travel all over the place, but you tend to stay, it's easier to stay in contact. So I know people in California that I used to work for during the dot-com era that I had connections with if I ever needed to get in contact with them. And, people move all over the place. It's not so much though colleges have connections to industry. Like the school I went to, I think, had connections with a couple places on Wall Street. They had connections with, like, IBM and a few places because they do a lot of they will go straight to the colleges for recruiting. But that's not the best part. You shouldn't go to a school unless it's like an Ivy League or, you know, if you Columbia, those guys have really strong connections.
And they're likely getting grants and getting paid for if they're, you know, making it into those schools, right?
True, yes. But the connections that you can get from the fellow students and the teachers sort of tangential to all that is, I think, better because you're making personal connections, not business connections, and the personal connections can easily become business connections.
Right, and I would like to point out that I've in my personal life and in my business life, I have made connections, and in the 4 years that I would have been in college, I was working, so I've got business and personal connections, places that I could go get. I could ring the telephone tomorrow and get a job. Wherever
So you're saying that you've got connections without having to spend a bunch of money at a college,
right? So I think that you'll get them. I just don't know how, and likely they'll be pretty good because they're in college for a degree, but I still think that Osborne's advice, which is get it paid for by somebody else or don't go.
How do you feel about that, Bile?
If you can get it paid for, great.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And again, that's freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? You can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, they've got dozens of categories in which to shop, including used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can do that at Amazon. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, just, I guess, a few more thoughts on the question that we got from Francisco asking about college. You know, he's a young man. He's getting ready to graduate high school. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure when you're in the governmental high school system to move on to the next step and to go to college. And, of course, the college industry has a real vested interest in making sure that there's a lot of buzz surrounding college when you're in high school. They've got the college night that they put on in the auditorium or the gymnasium where the kids come out and they get pitched to from the various different colleges. And who's at college night pitching, "Hey, kids, don't go to college"? I mean, when you're in the government high school,
there's no money to be made in doing that.
Right. When you're in the government high school system, it's college, college, college. You're going to be a loser if you don't go to college. But let's look at Bill Gates. I mean, it's just one example of somebody who's had some real success in the technological sector, in the computer field. And he didn't graduate college. Now, he did go to college, but he dropped out, I believe, midstream and went and essentially started Microsoft in his garage or something like that. I don't know if they have all the facts exactly straight, but that's my understanding of the story.
Did you go to college? I mean, you didn't graduate, as I understand.
I did, actually. I graduated I have an associate's in radio and television broadcasting.
Right, and they'll sell that thing to you all day long, that broadcasting degree, and it's just...
Boy, was it crap. It was just useless. I had to unlearn a lot of the things I actually learned. The only class that I took in the 2 years that I was there that really had anything to do with radio was what was it called? It was like an enunciative kind of class, voice and diction. That's what it was called, voice and diction. And it was the stuff that I learned in that class that I had to unlearn, essentially. When I actually got into the real world,
And I was already in the real world. I've been interning at a radio station since I was 17. Got my first radio job, paid job at 18. So before I was even really in college, I already had a paying job in the industry. And so when I took some of the things I learned in college into the production room at the radio station, the production guy basically took me aside and said, look, this isn't how you do it. So the stuff they taught me about how to enunciate and stuff like that in college was just garbage.
Yeah.
And that was the only class in 2 years that was remotely related to radio broadcasting. The other stuff that was maybe even close to media was film and intro to film and television, history of film. I mean, there were some TV-ish related classes that I took, but there was nothing
communications
else.
Communications degrees, liberal arts degrees. I mean, just so many of these garbage degrees that are out there that people take that it just doesn't make any sense at all.
So, yes, I did graduate college, but what has it done for me? Nothing. Just siphoned off some of my money and some of my time when I was younger. It put me at risk of crashing my car when I was driving to school. I remember a couple times driving to school, I was falling asleep because I was working two jobs and going to school all at the same time. I could have been doing better for myself not going to school at all. But again, maybe it is right for you. All I'm saying is that when you're in high school, it can seem like you have to go to college.
It shouldn't be the default course, is what my opinion has always been. Is that a lot of people just really believe? Look, you go to if you want to be anything in life, you go to high school and then you go to college, and it's just not so.
It's brilliant propaganda. I mean, it's just like saying, well, if you love your girlfriend, you have to buy her a diamond.
Yeah,
it's as effective propaganda as the diamond propaganda.
Yep.
And while there is some truth to some college instances, as far as people using it to be successful, there certainly are the success stories. What about all of the people? What is it, 90-something percent I've heard these numbers? Like 90% of people that get out of college don't actually end up getting a job in the area in which they got a college degree?
Yeah, they work at the video store or managing a restaurant.
Some of them may go on to real careers with having a psychology degree or whatever it is that they've gotten. But then you've really got to ask, what did that degree do for you besides some sort of ethereal thing that you can't pin down? How did it get you there?
I mean, there are certain jobs and career fields where you are essentially anyone who's going to hire you is going to require a college degree. So I can understand
that's
that.
True.
But beyond that, I mean, I don't know what good it necessarily does you if you've got drive and intelligence.
It may be that the people that are going to look for that position, you have to have a college degree. And usually the more corporate atmosphere, the more likely that is to be the case. I also would try to steer you away from a corporate job. Having worked at Clear Channel, you're not a human to the people who
you're
are in the main
resource.
Office. Yeah, that's exactly what you are. So I try to steer you away from that. But even if that's what you're going to want to do, a lot of corporations will make concessions for employees who are working there. So get the job beneath the one you want.
A lot
work
of corporations
there 4 years.
Will pay for college
right.
if that's what's required.
Work there for 4 years or whatever. Have them pay for college. There's several. All I'm saying is college for people that are getting it for free. I think that that's a good rule. I'm not saying it's a hard and fast rule, but for people, it's a good rule.
So 800-259-9231, that is the number for you to bring up what you want. Not to say that my time at Clear Channel wasn't valuable. I did obviously learn, that's where I learned the ropes of the business. I think there's some value to going in and working in the corporate world, at least for a short time, while you learn some skills or while you build up some capital with which you can go out and strike out on your own. I'm glad I don't currently work for Clear Channel. I like the position I'm in now where Clear Channel stations are picking up my show and I don't have to, beg and plead any general manager or something like somebody. Nobody at Clear Channel is holding an axe over my head at this point, whereas I worked there for 6 years, and then one day they decided that my position wasn't necessary anymore. So I got called in and given the opportunity to take a 4-week severance package and be on my merry way. And I did that, of course, and that left me with a wide open menu of opportunities with which I could do whatever it is I wanted to, and I continued doing Free Talk Live, obviously, and here we are today. But, you know, being in the corporate world, there's some benefit to it, I think, in certain some instances. But I didn't need that that degree to get that job at Clear Channel. I can tell you that for certain.
Because you had the job at Clear Channel before you got the degree.
Exactly. All right. So 800-259-9231. So, again, I think it all depends. I think Mark's or Jason's suggestions is really great, that if you can get it for free, okay, well, you might as well. And if you look at what it is that you want to do, what kind of a career you want to create for yourself, and it requires some level of technical expertise you can't get anywhere else, as Bio was suggesting, if you're really getting down to the real technical details of certain computer, I guess, certain portions of the computer industry, then, yeah, you probably are going to have to go to college for those things. But without taking a real critical look at what it is that you want for your life, if you haven't made those decisions for yourself, I say stay out. Stay out until you've figured out what it is that you want, until you've determined if what you want can only be gained through going through the college system. And, of course, we'd love your experiences if you are in the IT sector or just in general. Perhaps you just want to share your experience with going to college or not going to college and how you believe it impacted or did not impact your current level of success. We'd love for you to share your story because everybody's got one. 800-259-9231. I'm sure our younger listeners like Francisco will appreciate your experience, and hopefully they'll learn from it. We continue with your calls in the meantime about what you want. Mark in Indianapolis, or rather Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. On the current topic, I was wanting to change topics here in a minute, but on the current topic, I got out of school and, really last May, but officially this December, and I haven't been able to find anything. I've had like 10, 15, 20 interviews, just haven't. You know, found the right job. I got my bachelor's degree, and I'm taking more classes now, like certification classes,
mm-hmm.
along with even studying. I think it's pretty bad the way the economy is at, where someone, you know, like me, that should be able to find a decent job in a decent field. I'm studying for either GRE, well, both GRE and GMAT right now, which is the, you know, the test for the MBA program or just a master's.
I don't know. I'm taking your word for it.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah, it's just, what I see from the sign of a bad economy. I was wanting to mainly call about the guest you guys had on Saturday night, that congressman.
Yes, we had one of the representatives from here in New Hampshire in regards to the secession or the drawing a line in the sand bill. We'll come back to you, Mark, if you'll hang on. We'll bring you back after the news. You can get into your topic at that point. More with Mark and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Plus, looks like police mistook a 12-year-old for a prostitute. See what that's all about here in moments. It didn't turn out too well for the 12-year-old. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.